Not long ago, while traveling outside, I happened into a conversation with a movie buff. Upon learning that I was from Sitka, I was immediately peppered with questions of, "Do you know Sandra Bullock or Ryan Reynolds?" Upon which I was forced to admit that, first, I don't run in the same circles as Sandra Bullock, and second, I've never heard of Ryan Reynolds. Thus, my conversation with the Hollywood insider ended abruptly as she walked away wondering how a person could be so secluded as to not know these actors who had just made a major motion picture in our town just a few short years ago. Well, the reality is that the proposal was filmed mostly in Marblehead, Massachusetts, where the movie crew temporarily remodeled the town to represent Sitka. But to give the producer some credit, I've heard from a few Sitkans involved with the film, there were a few brief shots of our burg slipped in for good measure. Certainly, our town's natural beauty and historic legacy attracts national interest, so it seems as if there is always a TV or a movie camera around, as the name Sitka calls up adventuresome images for many. This cinematic intrigue goes as far back as 1925, when the fledgling Hollywood film industry first came to Sitka to film the movie Rocking Moon. The movie troupe arrived in Sitka aboard the Admiral Roger on September 24th for what they anticipated as a three-week stay with George Melford, who had just directed the famous movie The Sheik. Rather than using the name Sitka, producers of Rocking Moon called their fictional town Rezanov. Unlike the proposal, though, Rocking Moon's six actors and eight technicians did capture Sitka and its surrounding grandeur as its backdrop. However, most of the story was not filmed in Sitka. It was shot on Tagood Island, which lies at the entrance to Redoubt Bay, then the site of Banny Banvard's fox farm, which he ran with his wife, Kate. Shooting from a fox farm was no coincidence, for in 1925 there was scarcely an island in the Sitka vicinity that wasn't a fox farm. Because the movie was made there, Tagood Island was referred to by locals for many years as Rocking Moon Island. There is one scene in this movie that brings back a comparison to the proposal, though. The father of Sitka history, Bob DeArmond, upon viewing The Rocking Moon, recalled one scene in which the script called for an actor to leap off the stern of a steamer to rescue a man who had been knocked overboard. Well, this was a problem since there weren't any steamers available for the leap in town at that time. So the producers chose the next best thing, the Sitka Wharf and Power Company dock owned by the mills. Well, when the movie, as finally produced, showed the hero leaping from that dock, miraculously, by the time the gentleman hit the water, he was alongside the Pyramid Cannery Wharf at the site of today's Fisherman's Quay in Murray Pacific. Mr. DeArmond got a chuckle out of that impressive leap, for it's about a quarter of a mile. Sitka did get better publicity from the proposal than they did from Rocking Moon, for one of Rocking Moon's stars, Lillian Tashman, upon arriving back in sunny Hollywood, told the press that Sitka was a horrible place where she had to break the ice on her bathwater every morning. Brr. This comment, of course, raised some ire and a few guffaws from Sitkans, for then, as now, locals have always possessed a sense of humor about outsiders' use of hyperbole to describe our weather. And so the following winter, the Moose Lodge, a going concern in 1926, put on a skit in which the publisher of the Sitka Progress, Clarence LeMaster, appeared on stage with a pick over his shoulder and announced that he was on his way to break the ice so he could take his bath.